Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. Pascal wrote, "The greatest single distinguishing feature of the omnipotence of God is that our imagination gets lost when thinking about it." What comes to mind when you think about God? Did you know that one of the names of God is El Shaddai, God Almighty, the one with unlimited, incomprehensible power and authority, divine omnipotence? Our scripture this week comes from Revelation 11 verse 17. To you we give thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the omnipotent, the ruler of all, who are and who were, because you have taken your great power and the sovereignty which is rightly yours and have now begun to reign. Let us be determined this week to believe that God is all-powerful. The word omnipotent means having absolute, supreme, or unlimited power over everything, and immeasurable greatness and strength to do anything. God is omnipotent, as John confirms through the voice he heard in his vision in Revelation 19, verse 6. Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the ruler of all, reigns. Let's believe wholeheartedly that God's omnipotence enables us to trust Him. There is no limit to God's power. That means that He is the source of all power and that His power is sufficient to do anything or meet any need. Knowing that nothing is impossible for God, nothing too difficult or too wonderful, we can live in the fullness of His grace, provision, care, and love. Regardless of our circumstances, needs, problems, worries, the difficult seasons ahead, or the pain we experience, our God is stronger, He is almighty, and His power is limitless. He promised to take care of us and gives us the power we need to persevere. That should give us assurance to trust in His strength to carry us through each day. God's omnipotence enables us to rely on Him. All power belongs to God, and He has absolute power over everything. Let's trust God and let go of our control games, insecurities, and the lies we believe about ourselves, God, and others. Let's allow God to control and direct every thought, word, step, action, our entire being. And lastly, let's worship Him, understanding the endless greatness of God. Let's offer our lives back to Him as an act of worship. Let's bless the name of our Father, as to Him belongs all greatness and might, glory, victory, majesty and splendor. Everything in heaven and on earth is subject to His power and authority. He holds strength and power in the palm of His hands. He strengthens us for whatever the need or task ahead of us may be. Let's give thanks and praise His holy name. Let's pray together. Father God, please enlighten our hearts through Your Holy Spirit, that we may come to know You personally, our eyes focused and our hearts uncluttered, so that we can see exactly what You are calling us to do. Help us to grasp the riches of Your glorious inheritance, and the immeasurable, unlimited, and surpassing greatness of Your power that is in us who believe. Jesus, help us to live each day with endless energy and boundless strength. You deserve all the glory, honor, and power. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.